Bring the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Efficiency to order. My apologies for being a little late. I was caught in another committee hearing. And today we have several bills on our work session agenda. We'll be carrying over Senate Bill 254, Senate Bill 617, Senate Bill 683, Senate Bill 644, and Senate Bill 525. Waiting for paperwork on most of those bills, if not all of them, I believe. And we do have the paperwork together on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4, so I'm going to open a work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4. Bob, give us a reminder of the resolution.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, SCR 4 is the measure that directs state agencies to prioritize time and other resources to support priorities established in each region by the Oregon Solutions Network, directs state agencies to participate in regional project teams or programs when invited by the governor's regional coordinators, and directs those regional coordinators to invite state agencies to participate once a project or program is implemented. The measure has no revenue impact. There's a fiscal statement issued for the measure, and there are no amendments before the committee, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Lively, would you like to make a motion to adopt?
Sure. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution 4 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lively moves Senate Concurrent Resolution number 4 to the floor with a due adopt.
Due adopt. Yes.
Recommendation. Discussion on the resolution. Thank you. Not seeing any discussion. Samantha, can we have a vote, please?
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Lively?
Aye.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 4 is received the required votes and is passed to the floor. Representative Kenny Geyer, would you carry that?
Since unless Clem wants to.
Yeah, I think you'll do a fine job. So with that, I'll close work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4 and open a work session on Senate Bill 577A. Bob, give us a brief description of Senate Bill 577A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 577A is the measure that expands the definition of service contract for purposes of regulation by the Department of Consumer and Business Services and expands the definition of a vehicle protection product for purposes of regulation by the department. The committee has a proposed A6 amendment, which clarifies the definitions of obligor and warranty. The measure has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact, Mr. Chair.
And we have not adopted the A6?
That's correct.
Would we like Sean to come up and talk to us about the A6 amendment briefly? Or Mr. Miller?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Sean Miller, representing the Motor Vehicle Ancillary Products Association. You heard from David Osborne about a week and a half ago regarding the bill, just clarifying and amending the definition of service contracts just to include a more specific, more comprehensive role of regulation under service contracts. The A6 amendment was something that the Insurance Division caught as the bill was coming over that just changes the definition of obligor. They felt that because it had the word merchandise in the current definition, that it was better to eliminate the word merchandise. They felt wasn't a good term for what we're trying to do in the bill. So again, that was a recommendation by the Insurance Division. Doesn't really change the policy. It's just more of a clarification on not using that word merchandise. As for the on the second page, the definition of warranty, that was really just a rewording by Legislative Council. So that's not a policy change really either. And so those just minor technical fixes. We urge the committee to adopt the A6s and adopt the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question would my good senator be okay with these amendments?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, yes, he was supportive of the bill on the Senate side, carried the bill on the floor, and actually, at the time, we had the amendments drafted, we just didn't have them time to get in on the deadline, so he would be. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? And I know that you've worked with the Insurance Division pretty closely on this bill, and they're not opposed to the bill, I'm assuming.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. Actually, since the interim, so we had worked with them actually prior to legislative session to work on these definitions of service contracts. And we've spent a lot of time with CC Newell and others in the department before session and leading into session.
Thank you. No other questions, comments? Samantha, can we have a vote, please? Or I guess we need a motion.
Okay, just vote without it, sorry.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the A6 amendments to Senate Bill 577, dated 5-2-2013.
Representative Lively moves to adopt the A6 amendments to House Bill, or Senate Bill 577, amendments dated 5-2-2013. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? The A6 amendments are adopted. Representative Lively.
So I would move, Mr. Chair, that Senate Bill 577 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lively moves Senate Bill 577A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on the motion. Samantha, let's try a vote this time.
Representative
Doherty?
Aye.
Representative
Johnson? Aye. Representative Dyer?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Richardson?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye.
Senate
Bill 577A, having received the required votes, has passed. And do we want a carrier on this bill, or can we put this one on the consent calendar? Representative Thatcher, you'd like to carry
I'll
it?
I'll carry it just because I want to avoid consent calendar things because I know some.
My way of getting you to carry a bill. Representative Thatcher will carry, and I'll close work session on Senate Bill 577A. And to reiterate, we don't have the paperwork on the other bills that are remaining in our committee. So, as I stated before, we will be carrying over Senate Bill 617, we'll be carrying over Senate Bill 254, carrying over Senate Bill 683, carrying over Senate Bill 644, and carrying over Senate Bill 525 to Thursday. Is that correct, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
At 1 o'clock. So with that, I will adjourn the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Efficiency.